This is CliffCentral.com.
That's Ike Turner.
I won't get violent now, Michael. Are you ready?
All right, you rock my world. It's Micah Jackson. You like that? What do you think?
Yeah. Always.
Need a bit of that on a Friday morning.
So yesterday, Adam Ford made a big deal about this being your last show in the 30s, Gareth. And I know you didn't get excited about that.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to be reminded. But it is. This is essentially your birthday show today.
Woohoo!
I got a cake. Oof. I knew Crystal would be coming. This is my favorite part of the day.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
That's amazingly well done.
That's
It's amazingly well done. I had a bobblehead that we made, what, 4 or 5 years ago, Mubs?
Yes.
It is the cake version of your bobblehead.
Yeah, it is. And your head actually does bubble on the cake as well.
It's phenomenal. I mean, Crystal, you're a genius. Nobody could just do this. God, you're incredibly talented. You really are.
I'm a genius and I'm humble, Gareth.
I know. So much. Look at you.
Happy birthday. That's for tomorrow, Gareth.
Thank you. It's very sweet of you. You're extremely kind. I was tipped off to this by seeing a post that you put up on Instagram, actually, just the other day.
But that didn't mean that I was going to do anything for your birthday, Gareth.
I assumed you would.
Oh.
Is that assuming too much?
No, not at all.
What do you think, Amanda? It's pretty good, huh?
Oh, Gareth, it's great. But to kick off a little bit of the birthday celebrations, I got something little.
Uh-oh, from the East Rand. Is it a gun?
Yeah.
A long one.
You now have an illegal firearm.
Uh-oh.
You can never have a good birthday without some of this.
Which scrap dealer in the East Rand did you get this present from?
I'm not sure. I can't expose them.
Thank you. Sam, that's very sweet of you, Amanda.
God, what is this? The strawberry lips.
Dun, 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 the tequila.
Oh,
wow. I haven't
seen
this tequila before. This is nice. What is it?
It's all made crystal. I also thought it was a bit.
It's really good, huh? Look at this. This is the real deal, Mubs.
Jeepers, Amanda.
That's Amanda, this
incredible.
This is a hell of a bottle of tequila.
Yeah, I can't believe she said I got you something small.
Yeah, this is huge.
No.
This is an amazing bottle of tequila. It's almost as good as Crystal's cake.
And it's straight from the East Rand.
Wow.
The cake and the tequila.
Whoa, okay.
I'm feeling spoiled. Look, I have to be frank about this. I don't, Mubs, you'll stand up for me. I don't love attention. I really don't. And especially when it's just a stupid thing like my birthday and no one else can share in the attention. Okay. I don't mind if it's stuff that we can do around, you know, Cliff Central or... But I'm not hugely
into. This is like a milestone birthday, though.
Everybody says so.
But this is like, the thing is, Gareth, you don't want this birthday because of the number, maybe. But helps when you don't look the number. Enjoy this.
This kind of talk just makes it worse. Thank you, Amanda. Your gift is very nice. And the cake is spectacular. And thank you.
Okay, well, how do we eat this? Can we just like chop his head off?
How do you eat this cake?
It's very... Sure.
So the body...
Do we behead him?
Well, you can if you want
like
to.
Like ISIS.
Just chop off his head.
Like ISIS. That's amazing. So how do you make something like this?
Well, Gareth, it took lots of research, so I felt like a bit of a stalker.
Yeah.
Because I had to obviously use your original bobblehead as some inspiration, but then I had to look at some pictures of you.
Uh-huh.
And you've definitely thinned out over the years, so... Yeah.
Well, thank God.
And your hairline hasn't receded, so...
No, that I'm thankful for. The last thing you need. I would look so terrible if I went bald. I mean, bad enough, but if I had to go bald, would I be unattractive.
Yes, sorry, I'm just visualizing it right now.
It would be horrible, right,
Mark? It would
You'll be honest.
It would be, yes, it would take some adjusting and getting used to. But you just get hair plugs.
What, like A.B. de Villiers does?
Like they all do.
Yeah.
Do you know how many men are walking around with hair plugs and you don't even know it? You're none the wiser.
Or just wigs.
I think you can tell if there's a wig usually, right? Luckily, that's not going to happen for me.
Mm.
But there we are. Small mercies. All right, very, very nice.
So now, what are the plans for the weekend? Are you doing something?
No. My mother and father and brother and sister and, you know, the various in-laws, they're all organizing a little thing tomorrow, which is going to be a small family thing. couple of people, and that's it. That is all. I promise. That's all. I have had intimations from some of my friends that we may have to go and do something tomorrow night, but I'm going to leave that to them, and I'll see what happens. There's no plan in place.
You've got to drink the tequila, though.
Well, not all this weekend, Amanda. I don't have your constitution, but we will do that. And since I haven't really partied with you before, I think I might have to prepare myself for that. But we'll do something soon.
Yeah, well, I'm not
planning it this weekend.
Maybe this is the time you go to the East Rand. Really start the next decade of your life on fire.
On the East Rand.
Gareth, we'll show you a good time in the East Rand.
Yeah, you're also from the East Rand, huh?
I am, yes.
And you've got some cool places around you. Like, I don't know, I've heard about that. Cool Runnings, Dingoes.
Crystal started her career smuggling files and knives in cakes to prisoners.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Gareth, you sold me out.
All right, this is a terrific cake. Thank you so much, Crystal.
Gareth.
You're a part of the family here, you know that, and every time that we have any major event, your cakes are absolutely, without question, one of the things people look forward to the most.
You can't have a birthday without cake, Gareth.
Damn straight. Wow. If you had to make a cake like that with Ben's head, that's how big the head actually would be. In proportion.
I'd have to blow it up even bigger if it was a bobble
head.
Yes,
that's true.
You know how, like, you'd have to reinforce the bobble?
A bobble head, a bobble head of Ben would fall over all the time, like a woman with really big tits.
You wouldn't be able to get the balance right.
All right. Well, Crystal, thank you. That's very sweet of you.
Pleasure, guys.
I love the cake, and we will stay here and party with us a little bit later. You don't have to rush off, do you?
I'll do that. No. Right,
but again, like, how are we going to eat this?
Yeah, no, Crystal's going to. I refuse to destroy this cake. It's magnificent.
Well, I said to Reno, like, you never ever want to cut into your cake, so.
Well, maybe I won't. Maybe I'll try and keep this as a memento, and you can all. I'll buy, you know, cupcakes or something for you. Then we don't have to destroy this.
I brought cupcakes, Gareth.
Well, then we don't have to.
There we go.
We do not have to cut this cake. I'm going to try and keep it.
It is just amazing how I'm looking at the bubble head and I'm looking at the cake. Because you know, like when you get a statue, ask Cristiano Ronaldo this. Sometimes you look like there's something wrong with you during birth. Like your face is a little bit off. But this actually does look like Gareth. It's like your bubble head was what you looked like in your 30s. And your cake is what you look like now.
Thank you. Very nice. Thank you very much, Ben.
But Gareth, you know what? You're going to suit being 40. Yeah. Uh-huh. That's the thing. Everyone has a decade that they suit. Uh-huh. This is going to be your power one.
Right. Embrace it, Gareth.
Uh-huh.
Mm. Oh, okay. Alan should have been here.
No, we had enough of Alan yesterday.
Yeah, there was plenty of Alan yesterday.
Too much Alan.
To hear any more of that. All right. This is terrific. This is very nice. It's more than I need on my birthday, and I appreciate it enormously.
Pleasure, Gareth.
Thank you. Very cool. And thank you for my bottle of tequila, Amanda.
Pleasure.
Yeah, it's very sweet. All right. So, Mubs, should we get into some news?
All right, then. Let's do it.
So, where do we begin? What's going on in the world? Where do you want to start? Sounds like you're troubled. Is there bad news?
Well, there was bad news, but now there's good news. So, I don't know if you're familiar with Afropop singer Vusi Nova.
Yeah.
But it, like about an hour or so ago, there was breaking news that he had been kidnapped outside of his home in Melville. People were tweeting up a storm and putting up the vehicle registration details.
What's happened there?
Well, you know, according to his record label, Motherland Entertainment, they said that he was dropping off some artists when he arrived at the gate, and then men approached the vehicle.
Oh, no.
They hijacked the car. They pushed some of the occupants out of the vehicle, but then Vusi Nova was left inside the car, and then they drove off.
Well, I'm reading that the latest, 26 minutes ago, he's been found alive.
Yes, that's the thing. It started out as bad news, but it's very quickly turned out that he has been found alive. Apparently, he is currently at the Brixton Police Station, where he is in the process of giving his statement. So, I mean, it's bizarre, but I suppose it's a good end to what could have been a horrific situation.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's the first story. And then,
this is his song. He doesn't sound like the kind of guy you need to hijack.
Oh, no. And he's got a huge following, a big fan base. So people were genuinely concerned and, you know, freaking out. But thank goodness that this has turned around. And also that it's turned around as quickly as it has, literally within a matter of hours. So that's great. What isn't great, so, is the first day that Mzwanele Manyi had at ANN7 yesterday.
Oh,
How did that go?
Well, Gareth, apparently he was laughed at.
Oh, by whom?
By his employees, by his new employees.
Oh my God, really?
So this is according to the Sowetan, which says that they were told by a source that Manyi seemed embarrassed when a female employee asked him where exactly he had gotten that 450 million rand.
One of his own staff now is like, hey, Wena.
One of his new staff.
Where did you get that money?
So this woman apparently asked him, where did you get this money to buy the two media entities? Manyi responded that his company had been saving money. Why are you laughing?
Because when you save money to buy like a surfboard or like a new iPhone or something, you don't save money. You save to buy
I don't know anyone of Jimmy Manyi's means. There's a picture of him with scuffed shoes that someone took at some Kwazazana Dlamini Zuma press conference. And he's sitting there and his shoes look really old and tattered and torn. And you're like, those aren't 450 million rand man shoes.
I mean, work it out, Mubs. If you were to save a million rand a month, that's 450 months. Work that one out. Divide that by 12. He's been saving has this always been his dream to earn ANS?
Yeah. And trust me, Jimmy wasn't getting a million a month.
Well, all right then. I will have you know that it was also a combination of his investments, because that's what he said.
What did he invest in? White Monopoly Capital?
He said that he'd been saving money, and it was also, you know, he took money from some of his investments.
Yeah. What is he investing in? Because if he was investing in any company on the stock market, that would mean he was in bed with White Monopoly Capital.
Okay, so that is what he said. And then in response, the employees apparently just packed out laughing at him. The employee said that... I can't believe it. This is an actual news story, but it is. Now, the employee said that her colleagues were not satisfied with Manyi's explanations. Quote, we just laughed because we know the truth. He was also asked how, without experience, he would manage the two media companies. Yeah. And again, according to the source, quote, he told us about his employment history. He said he worked at government communication and information systems for years. So, the Gupta family's Oak Bay Investments sold its shares in the media companies to Manyi's company in a vendor-financed deal. One of the employees said that the former government spokesman was ridiculed when he spoke about his acquisition of the Gupta family media interests. Although, laugh with caution, ANN7 employees, because
he
strikes me as the kind of guy who would just fire you because you upset his, you know, little feelings.
Yeah, he's a very sensitive dude. Mm. I'm so proud of them. Well done to them. I thought ANN7 hired just a bunch of jellyfish who had no spines, but it seems they have a sense of humor, even if they don't have spines.
So first it was ANN7, and now it turns out that the Guptas are in the process of dismantling their South African empire as all their bank accounts are being shut down. The family are reportedly slowly but surely selling off their assets in South Africa to little-known companies as their access to banking facilities dries up. And also it's because of those allegations that are intensifying that they use their friendship with the president to wield undue influence over his administration. Yesterday, they announced the sale of a coal business to a Swiss company that has no history in the commodities business.
Yeah.
After saying this week that they planned to sell their media unit. Yeah, we've just spoke about Zwanele Manyi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Guptas allegedly use very elaborate structures to do their business and may be selling assets to circumvent their lack of access to banking facilities. That is according to Darius Jonker, who is with Eurasia Group. And he added, I wouldn't be surprised that as these deals are progressing and we take a closer look at them, we find that there's been no real transfer of ownership.
Yeah, there isn't. I mean, we know with the New Age, that's the case.
Mm. First, it was the New Age, and now apparently it's this coal business that's been sold off to a Swiss company.
Right.
And people in the know are saying that the Guptas are in the process of slowly getting rid of their assets in this manner, or their South African assets.
Well, I wouldn't touch any of their assets because ultimately all that ugliness is going to be passed on to you, right? I mean, you're not going to be able to. The bank is not so stupid that if Jimmy Money now goes and opens up a bank account, that they're going to go, oh, sure, Jimmy, that's a totally different ownership. We're happy to have you. Right? Doesn't make any sense at all. I just think all of these things, they've got to get out. I mean, would you want to, if you were the Guptas, get out now?
It is interesting that
you've done well.
That they're still here.
Yeah, they should really have cleared out by now. And I'm surprised that any of them even show their face anywhere. People in this country hate them. The only people who like them are Jacob and Duduzane Zuma.
And Paige Twitter.
And Jimmy Manu.
Yeah,
okay,
the Paige Twitter.
Well, Paige Twitter, those aren't even real people, aren't they? Bots? Some of them are real people, like Shaka Sisulu, but most of them are bots. Anyway, there's big news because Sia Sangweni has just arrived. Look at the guy. He's here. He's shaking his head, but there's nothing to be embarrassed about, Sia. This happens to the very best people in media.
He's arrived with sunglasses.
Did you bring your... You wore your sunglasses at 6 a.m.?
Oh, my goodness.
What time did you wake up?
6:13. And if it, you know, shines some light into your day, the very first thought that ran through my head was, oh my gosh, it's Gareth. Oh my gosh, Gareth. And I felt so bad. So yeah. I really, really genuinely feel super, super bad. So I'm so, so sorry. And yeah, it's a mess.
Thanks, Sia. Don't worry. It happens.
My life is a mess right now.
It's happened to me. It's happened to Ben. It's happened to Mubs.
Yeah.
But not on a day like this, though.
Why? What's today's just Friday. See, today, like you said yesterday when you were talking about this new scheme of yours to go out drinking on a Thursday.
Yeah.
You rightly said, you really know. Yeah, sorry, Ben. Your mic went off by mistake. What was that?
You really followed through on that, huh?
I really followed through, and this is what leads to such a mess, though. Because, as you know, I have 40,000 million alarms that I set on my phone, and I do not know why it slipped my mind to do so over the course of yesterday. Huh. And particularly, yes, I know today's just any other day, but you don't even really know this, but we've taken only 1 hour of today to celebrate your birthday.
Oh, you're gonna do a whole
so from 8 a.m you have no idea what's happening.
Can't we do a pre-recorded interview?
No, that's it. And that's another reason why I felt bad. I'm just like, no one really knows what's happening from 8 except me.
Yeah. I don't know either.
Yeah. So I feel so, yeah. Everything is...
Mabali doesn't even know.
I don't. No.
They know, everyone knows like 5% of everything.
Oh my God. And you're the only one who knows the whole picture.
My son, yeah.
All right.
And I do feel like that's some Secret Service tactic, and that's how you really ensure a secret never goes out.
All right, well...
Everyone knows just a bit of it,
well,
so no one
I
tells.
Already hate this.
No. It's nothing...
I don't like a surprise. I've got to run the show. I don't want a surprise.
I absolutely get it, and so that's why we have a show.
This does is stress me out.
No.
Gareth, it's not like CS bringing you magazine here to interview about your highlights of your career.
Absolutely.
How do I know?
He'll obviously have good ideas.
No strippers.
Thank God. Okay, thank
we
God.
We learned.
Because I'm done with that.
Sia doesn't bring the best.
Yeah.
Jesus, he brought some strippers in for my buddy's birthday.
Yeah. And we're still taking our herpes shots. But we're all doing so. But okay.
Such low quality.
That's so great how you cross the line even when you're hungover. Herpes shots. Jesus, yeah.
With great love. So we'll carry on as, you know, with the show as per normal. And at 8 o'clock then, you give us the reins.
Yeah, maybe you should just run the show from 8, then I can just sit and enjoy.
Absolutely. Do you want to swap chairs as well?
All right.
Can one of us be in the power seat?
Sure.
There we go.
You're going to be in the seat.
Listen, we've got the office betting pool. Now, this is, Sia, again, we need you to kind of intro this because you guys were all sitting in the office. I happened to be sitting out there with you the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And the most unlikely customers, Simpiwe, Dari, Balesa, Sia, these are not people who care about boxing or EFC.
Absolutely not, yeah.
They were all talking about this Mayweather-McGregor fight. Ben, you were there. And they were very serious about it. Like, they all had a position. There was stuff that they all cared about. I was amazed.
When is this TKO happening again?
Sunday morning. Saturday night, Sunday morning. Yeah. Okay. Sunday
and morning. I still don't understand Catch if the build-up is worth it, because the build-up our time begins at 3 a.m., but the actual fight starts at 5 a.m.
Look, there are going to be people who think they can pull an all-nighter and go out on Saturday night and just keep going, but I can guarantee you, sitting in front of a television at 5 a.m., you're going to... You're just going to fall asleep.
Let me tell you what an all-nighter does to you.
See, I will tell you what an all-nighter
does. I'll tell you not to do.
I think the best bet, if you're a real fan of this stuff, your best bet's probably to wake up around 3 and go and sit and watch and go to sleep early on Saturday night.
Wake up at 5. Start fight.
Yeah.
The fight starts at 5:30. It's like, come on. I've been telling you this all week.
Oh, okay. So now we've got...
You can get my mic turned off of that.
Well, my sleeve keeps hitting it. All right, here are some of the people who placed bets in the office pool, and they've all had to give up something that's precious to them, right?
Yes.
All right, so let's start with this one.
All right, D-Dog.
This is Dory, huh?
Yes. Gregor versus Floyd Mayweather. Who are you supporting and why?
So I don't follow sport, don't care about sport, don't know much about this. I do like boxing. I'm kind of into boxing, mm-hmm. So because of that, I'll go with Mayweather.
Girl, hold up. You're sort of into boxing?
Yeah.
Have you ever watched a boxing match?
I have.
Like Muhammad Ali?
No, my friend Trevor used to make me watch Mike Tyson a lot. He was a big fan.
What a dark horse this Dory is.
That's my thing as well.
She likes boxing? Who would have guessed?
I never would have guessed.
Dory is the unlikeliest customer for boxing that you would ever imagine.
Interesting. So you're supporting Mayweather, and how many rounds do you think they'll make it through?
I'm going to take a wild guess and go with 7.
And so because of this, what are you putting into our betting pool?
At Amanda's request, my bright pink aux cable is going into the pool.
All right. So that's the bright pink aux cable. It's a very desirable item.
It's a prized possession.
I've used it before.
Okay.
So, Valessa, what do you know about the Mayweather and McGregor fight?
I know that it's happening this coming weekend, mm-hmm. I think. And they're fighting each other. They both want to win. Apparently, but there were jabs thrown to each other, against each other. Yeah, something like that.
Okay, so in the office betting pool, what have you given up?
My fidget spinner.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Now, that's a biggie because Balessa loves her fidget spinner. She's obsessed with it. People are giving up very valuable items here, actually.
Everyone had to go.
Very, very important. Mm. Yeah. Very sad.
So, who do you think will win?
Mayweather.
And, you know, like, the maximum rounds they can possibly get through is 12. How far do you think they'll get? How many rounds?
About 6.
Okay, so you think Mayweather will win and they'll make it through 6 rounds?
Yeah.
All right, so far Dory says 7 rounds, Balessa says 6, and they're both on the side of Mayweather.
Okay, Simpiwe. Conor McGregor versus Floyd Money Mayweather. Who are you supporting?
It's easy, Mayweather.
All right.
Why?
Purely based on the fact that he's the only one in the ring that has boxing experience.
So. Whatever.
Yeah.
You disagree, Ben?
Yeah, she's not going to back the white guy. Please.
This just got awkward very quickly.
Oh, that's very funny. Really? You think it's about that?
Conor does MMA.
So, that's... No. They're going to be boxing. It's all a different right. league. Okay? I think Mayweather's going to take it.
All right. What is it, Amanda?
I think Conor's going to take it.
Yeah.
I think he's great.
Yeah.
He's very beautiful.
Oh.
It's going to be like, I didn't know that was criteria. He's what?
You're into him?
He is like perfect.
Oh, you think he's sexy?
Very.
Oh, all right.
He's got so much talk that if he does lose, it's going to be very sad. Because I was watching some videos yesterday and he was like tuning Floyd Mayweather like heavy. They were tuning each other and all Floyd did. Like Conor spoke for about half an hour. Floyd just stood up and he's like, get the bag. And he just started showing his money. So I don't know. I feel like Floyd.
Floyd may not have any anything deeper going on.
Yeah, if you look at the trash talk, Floyd has just become so lame.
Okay.
There's nothing really there.
So I think 8 rounds also.
All right. And you're saying you're on the side
Connor.
You're the first Connor supporter.
Okay. How many
this is simply
rounds
again?
Do you think they'll make it through?
I think they're going to make it to the 10th round.
Jeez.
Yeah. They have to keep us entertained, at least.
And then, so, like, what are you putting into the bet?
So, I am the queen of Amadug here at Cliff Central, so I'm going to be putting in a dug.
Okay, she's got a duk. Sipiwe always wears these very interesting headdresses.
Yes.
And she's going to throw one of those in.
It's like
and
her signature look.
Mubs is wearing a nice looking one this morning.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, Amanda is actually putting in one of her Britney CDs.
Oh, that's a very big
prized position.
I mean, that would be like putting in an ingot of gold if you were anyone else. She loves Britney.
Alstrain, with the Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather fight. Firstly, what do you know about the fight?
I know about the fight because I know Mayweather has been fighting since ever and he didn't ever lose.
Mm-hmm.
But this time he's going to lose.
What makes you think he's going to lose?
He's so scared. He was complaining about the guy. He's so tough. He's so tall. You see the stuff like that.
Have you ever watched a match before, like a boxing ring situation?
Yes, I did. Especially Mayweather when he fight all the time. I was watching. And okay. I liked him.
So we're all betting around the office.
Mm-hmm.
Where now, what are you putting into the bet?
You know, if Mayweather win, I'll give you my daughter.
Oh my God. Yeah. Yes, sir. That is by far the biggest bet in this pool.
That's amazing.
We didn't see that one coming.
That's
at
amazing.
All.
I mean, yeah. She'll give up her daughter. Shit.
Oh.
There's some serious prizes up for grabs here. If anybody's looking for a daughter, don't go to the adoption agencies. Just come here. Take part in our betting pool. Ben, you've got to stay out of this because you're sort of an adjudicator for us.
Yeah. Okay.
Who do you think's going to win?
I'm really on the fence because the smart answer is Mayweather, of course, because he's a boxer. But you got to think that he's never fought anyone like Mayweather before.
Like, and this is McGregor, you mean?
Sorry, McGregor. This is me basically trying to just, you know, throw a different angle on this. Mm-hmm. He's never fought someone like McGregor before. McGregor is younger, and he prepares for fights in a very different way.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy has just got this ability to always back up his trash talk. I know he's probably out of his league with this one, but every time he's gone out there and he's thrown all this like kind of verbal abuse out there, he's always backed it up. And that's what happens when you grow up as a plumber and live off welfare.
Oh.
You never know when your final day is going to be. So he'll fight for his life. Mayweather's like this whole thing, like, I'm Floyd Mayweather. Look at my money. I have strip clubs. I am common. But, you know, he's 40.
All right.
All that desire. McGregor's got that upward inclination towards desire, right? Because his career is doing that. Mayweather's already plateaued. So he's on the back foot in this fight.
All right. There's an interesting take from Ben. I don't care about it at all. I'm not going to be awake. I'm not going to pay any attention. I'll get in here on Monday morning and it'll be the first time I pay attention. But you know what? I totally understand why other people would be into it. It's huge money. It's a massive fight. I see someone just sent me a screenshot of a ticket, a cheap ticket for the Floyd and McGregor fight, and it cost them $57,500. For one cheap seat. Cheap seat. I want to know who's in the front row at that fight. That'll be interesting.
Well, not Justin Bieber.
No, Bieber doesn't care, right? He's backed out. He's not supporting Floyd.
Oh, so the two of them, did they have a falling out or what?
Yeah, Bieber unfollowed him on Twitter, on Instagram.
Oh, well, you know, in modern day times, unfollowing someone on social media is basically you saying, that's you ending the friendship.
Oh, yeah, pretty much.
What's that song that we bitch? Sit, what?
Humble.
Be humble.
Hold up.
Sit down.
Sit down.
Be humble.
Be humble.
Oh.
Jeez, but I like as well, you know, with all this trash talk and of course Floyd just being Mr. Money.
I wonder if Trump would go to this. He used to go to boxing matches and EFC fights, right? He used to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine if he pitches up. I'm just here to watch my man Floyd Mayweather win.
Billions and billions and billions and billions and billions.
Think he'd go?
No, he wouldn't.
He loves attention. I reckon he would.
He would have in the past, but there'd be too much. Because, you know, it's a black guy fighting a white guy.
Kendrick Lamar.
Trust me, America would pick an issue with that.
I love Kendrick Lamar. He tweeted, nigger, for $200,000, somebody better die in the ring.
Oh. Yes, Kendrick. Yes.
Oh, that's great. Isn't that great? That's terrific. And someone took a bet here. I'm looking at this bet. Total stake, 1,000 South African rand. Possible return, 21,700 rand. If you bet on... that's obviously on Conor McGregor.
Yeah, see, all the...
On a TKO.
Most of the betting money is Conor McGregor because people don't want... I mean, they want to have the decent odds.
Woo.
People are kind of bored with Mayweather. They're so bored they don't want to bet on him.
Someone bought a ticket for $880,000 to watch the fight. I'm looking at the receipt here on the screen in front of me. How's that, huh? Yeah? Sus.
This all for a maximum of 36 minutes.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, but it's also be able to go to Vegas, you stay in the hotel, you tell people you're going.
It's to tell people you're going.
It's about posting that ticket on Instagram.
I'm so glad that you're just going to go with it and enjoy from 8 a.m. You make a difference in so many lives. You deserve all the fuss. Happy, happy for tomorrow. Much love, Kerry. Thanks, Kerry. Connor has a pinstripe suit, and the stripes are made up of fuck yous. So I'm with Connor. I saw that suit. It's something else, huh? Beyond every fear... What is it? I don't know what this is. Thank you, Anthea. Guess I'm buying Steinhoff when I get to the office from MASH. A couple other messages come in here. This is interesting. Telkom LIT, which was launched on Thursday, it was yesterday, provides freemi customers on a 2 gig and higher package with the ability to stream movies, television, videos, and music on demand at no extra cost. So yes, we're in the preliminary stages of discussing stuff with Telkom, but effectively, if you have a Telkom mobile contract, you may be able to get Cliff Central streaming for free. No conditions, none of that stuff. But we're still in the process of negotiating that with them. And of course, out of all the networks, I got to say, like Telkom are doing, and it came up with Justice yesterday in the Burning Platform, Telkom are doing interesting things.
He had huge praise for the CEO and...
And the chairperson, Jabu Mabuza.
Who is a former...
Taxi owner.
Yeah.
So he's a deal maker. He knows what business is.
Yeah. Right.
And that was in the heydays of taxis, not now when they just beat up Uber drivers for sport. So Telkom have launched mobile video and music streaming services, and that's a step in the right direction. Didn't we predict this was going to happen 3 years ago when everybody was saying to me, "Ah, but the cost of data. Ah, but people aren't going to pay." Well, it wasn't just me who was right. It's everybody who started listening to us then and still listening to us now. In other words, this is your chance to pat yourself on the back and congratulate yourself. Again, you are 3 years ahead of everyone else. Look around you. And if someone around you is not listening to cliffcentral.com, you are smarter than them. Full stop.
Mm.
You could predict the future, Nostradamus. Okay, what else is in the news?
Okay, so you decide if this is a controversial story or not. The mayor of Venice has said that anybody who shouts Allahu Akbar in the city will be shot.
Allahu Akbar, death to America.
That would be Mayor Luigi Brunaro, who reportedly set the order while speaking at a conference in Rimini on Italy's Adriatic coast. Uh-huh. It happened this week following the Barcelona terror attack. He said, anyone who shouts Allahu Akbar in St. Mark's Square can expect to be gunned down by snipers within four paces.
Well, what do you think? Before I say what I think.
This sounds like it's a tough thing to manage.
It's a very tough thing to manage.
I mean, what if you're just having an espresso and then you just say it, like you heard, oh, my buddy had the story the other day where if you say this and then bang, you get shot.
What? And will there be evidently a special Allahu Akbar task force now?
Well, no. People, listen. Usually when someone says that, bad things ensue.
No, but people also say it during prayer, don't they? Or am I wrong?
Yeah, but then you say it quietly.
Yeah,
and you say it in prayer, in a mosque. I mean, you would expect to hear a few Allahu Akbars in a mosque. No one's going to shoot you for doing that. If you go into... He says shout.
Yes, you're right. He does say
if
shout.
If you're in St. Mark's Square and you go, Allahu Akbar, guess what I'm doing? I'm getting the fuck out of there. You going to hang around to wait to see what happens? And
given the track record, I get why you'd run.
There's good evidence that bad things ensue after someone shouts that in a public place.
So can we just be a bit more progressive like this, okay? So it's an honor to die for Islam, right, if you're in this way. Mm. So how about having just like a little podium where you can go to Venice and you can shout that, and then the floor drops out, and then that's the end of you. But you've died for Islam, right?
That sounds
like a win-win to me, because Venice.
It's not the point. If you just kill yourself,
it's a desired effect.
No one's really turned on by that, Ben.
But that just, I mean, come on, it's becoming a bit passe how they're doing things. Let's just liven it up a bit.
Oh, they need to, like, re-strategize?
Right. Yeah. So, Mayor Brunaro said, we need to increase our security when it comes to terrorism. We had 4 would-be terrorists arrested in Venice a few months ago who wanted to blow up the Rialto Bridge. They said they wanted to go and meet Allah, so we will send them straight to Allah without having to throw them off the bridge. We will just shoot them. These are his words.
Well, you got to meet fire with fire.
And more so,
you're not going to negotiate these guys down. I mean, by the time someone's decided, you know, that they've strapped themselves to explosives and they're ready to do something horrible and take down a bridge and take down a whole lot of pedestrians and stand and passers-by and bystanders. If you're the security people, look, if you take out the guy with the bomb strapped to him, you shoot him in the head, then other people don't die. If you don't, he'll take himself out, which we're okay with, but he'll also take out a whole lot of innocent standers by. I don't know if we want that. If you're in the security business, you want to mitigate risk. So if someone shouts Allahu Akbar, usually what follows is not a particularly socially acceptable, desirable situation. So maybe the guy's got a point. I'm not for murdering anybody, and maybe someone, you know, maybe someone sees a beautiful thing like St. Mark's Cathedral and they go, oh, God is great.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's God is great. But if they shout it like they're about to do something, oh, Akbar! That you need to make a decision in that second. I don't know. What do you think, Ben?
I just think that we've got to step things up. Can't always be nice. Sugarcoat everything. This is a fair step, I think.
All right.
Yeah, the Islam brand manager really has a lot of work cut out for whoever they are.
Who is the brand? Who are the current agency for Islam?
I'm pretty certain their name is either Muhammad or Ibrahim. I hate to stereotype.
Death to America.
What is that?
It's a person saying, Allah, that's a terrorist. That's the current head of ISIS, don't you know?
He doesn't sound very ISIS-like. He actually sounds American.
Allah Akbar, death to America.
It sounds very American. Oh, dear. Okay.
Oh, well. You know what this brings on?
What?
It brings on a need to hear some of Mabali's favorite music. If I hear this, in the public square, I'm running, man. Well, I don't even know what they're saying. All right, very good.
Carl is probably like, what the hell is this?
Yeah, by the way, if you want to see who our special guest Carl is, he's on Instagram. Just go to the Gareth Cliff Show on Instagram and you'll see the picture. Ben put it up this morning, nice and early. A beautiful cake here from Crystal at Sensational Sugar. She made a magnificent bobblehead cake. I don't think I've ever seen anything like it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
It's a sculpture, effectively.
It's pretty damn impressive.
Is it going to feel weird to eat this?
I'm not going to. I refuse to be eaten.
Yeah, we have cupcakes, apparently.
Much better. All right, let me quickly tell you the best way to unwind with fun and with some class, with a glass of bubbly in your hand. You could be spoilt for choice at Rockets in Bryanston, their innovative and diverse champagne cocktails. The bars are fully stocked and waiting just for you. Let your hair down and enjoy great company in style at Rockets in Bryanston. Contact Bryanston at rocketslife.tv for more info. Rockets, it's a lifestyle. So much to choose from when you go there too. Good people.
Oh yeah.
They pull a very sexy crew. Have you ever been there on a Sunday afternoon? Oof. You must see. It is BEE City. If you're a young lady or young guy and you're looking for a very rich blesser, you cannot do better than this. I mean, a lot of them already bring their blessies, but you know those are replaceable.
Out with the old, in with the new.
Right.
Oh, hey now.
So a lot of people I know are just looking for a blesser, and you could do a lot worse than Rockets on a Sunday. I'll tell you that much. Some guys in some fine suits there. They should probably be at the Mayweather McGregor fight this weekend, but some of them might want to watch it at Rockets. Who knows?
Ooh, won't you look at that? My schedule for Sunday is now totally booked out.
Oh, there we are, Sia. That just happened, huh?
Oh, whoopsie. Wow. What do you know?
All right. Anything else you want to throw in there, Mubs?
Well, just that Google, quite frankly, Gareth, do not care what you think about the fact that they are going to be policing everything.
Mm-hmm.
They are now going to police YouTube like never before. You were the one who was telling us about, who are those lovely two ladies?
Diamond and Silk.
There you go. About how they are no longer earning through the advertising means on YouTube because their channel was shut down or whatever. Well, as of yesterday, Google decided that they will be policing YouTube like it has never before. They're going to be adding warnings to the stuff that you're watching. They're going to be disabling advertising on videos that the company determines contain hate speech or promote terrorism. YouTube isn't removing the selected videos, but is instead setting new restrictions on viewing, sharing, and making money on them. A note detailing the changes went out yesterday. And Google outlined that these moves, or rather they outlined these moves back in June already, but the implementation comes as debate about extremism and political speech is front and center in the national spotlight. But yesterday they decided, no, we're going to take over the reins here. If we decide that what you are watching is hate speech, then we are going to intervene. How do you feel about that?
Well, I don't know that I trust Google.
I mean, look, it's their platform.
Yeah, they can do what they want.
It is their platform.
And it's, you know, this is the problem with private enterprise, is if you don't like it, you can always take your business elsewhere. And for those people who are on YouTube and who feel that like their right to free speech is being impinged, go somewhere else. Put your stuff up somewhere else on the internet.
Yeah.
If people like you, they'll find it. But you can't tell Google what to do, because then you can't call yourself a libertarian.
So what this means is that some videos are going to have less engagement and they're actually going to make them harder to find.
Right.
So if your friend says to you, oh my goodness, did you see the video of the woman getting it from a horse?
Yes.
And you're like, what? And then you type woman getting it from a horse.
Yeah.
Google.
As one does.
Are going to make it extremely difficult for you to find that video.
Because they own the internet.
Yeah.
All right, listen to this quickly. This is Jane here in our office talking about those cannibals. Big story. All right, listen to
this. Jane, what's the story with this cannibalism?
You know, the story is this, like this. You know, this guy who was so tired of eating people because people, they've been disappearing and somebody went to the strong sangoma. And this guy was tired of eating people and he just revealed that I've been eating people. I'm smell blood all over. And he went to the police station. He was like, you know what? Me and Mabalu, we've been eating people.
Have you eaten a person? I think you look like you have.
You are crazy, man. Sis. Behave yourself. I'm still busy with my boss.
Utlanyela.
Let's cut this. I'm done. I can't continue. Well, there's other people around me.
All right, so tell me some more about this. So the strong...
There's this guy from Natal.
Escort.
He's been eating people. He's eating, not blood, killing people. Actually, they're virgin people, actually. Those ladies, the one that they're virgin. Yeah. So he was tired and he went to the police station. He reported all of those people. It's a sangoma, actually. He was so tired and he went to the police station and he reported that, you know what, I'm so tired. I've been.
But now it's everyone.
And now he was like, there's a lot of people in Natal that they've been eating people alive. And there's a lot of people that disappear. You see? That's the story.
Yes, sis.
Hey. And there's this hot lady that disappeared last week. She went to see her grandmom and she didn't come back. And she left her young baby. And now she's gone. The sangoma
ate her.
The sangoma ate her. And they found the body parts into her house. Just imagine.
Yes, yes.
That sounds like Little Red Riding Hood. You know, she went from grandma's house.
Oh,
do you remember?
Oh, yeah.
That what happened to Little Red Riding Hood?
Actually, you are right.
It is, right? So this is, instead of a wolf, there's a sangoma. This is not good for sangomas. This is an umtagat. Mm. Let's be clear. The two are different.
What's
a sangoma would never eat
Gary?
Sangoma would never eat a person. Sangomas are there to do good. They're not evil and wicked. Sangomas will not practice bad medicine.
Yes.
But the umtagat, they're a different story.
You know, over the last couple of days since the story broke, more and more people have been going to the media saying, yes, actually, my niece has been missing for the past 3 months, and I think that they may have been eaten by these people. So a lot of missing persons reports being filed in that part of KZN since the story broke.
Sure.
And look, this must be so hard for the victims' families to accept. You know, it's one thing to be like, oh, you know, our daughter died in a car accident. Say our daughter was eaten? Jeez, that must be horrible.
Eaten by people. Not a crocodile, not a shark, not a lion.
What's put on the death certificate as a cause of death?
Here's a little Red Riding Hood. Oh, hang on. This is not plugged in.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, this is the real little Red Riding Hood, as told by someone who was a witness to the actual crime. You want to hear it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here it is.
Babies, children, adults, coke whores, prostitutes, crackheads, chicken heads, baby daddies, mommies, and teen mamas. I assume you have all heard the stories of Little Red Riding Hood. Well, you know what? Those stories were not true. Because you know what? The wolf may have ate Little Red Riding Hood, but yes, he did. He ate her out. With the ate her out, that means sex. That's a sex term. He did not eat her in her tummy. Okay, you know what? Yeah, that's right. I'm saying Little Red Riding Hood fucked with the wolf. Yeah, that's right. They fucked all day. That's what's up. So, I see you have been misled by these stupid stories. Because see what had happened was Little Red Riding Hood was fucking in the woods. Then she went to her grandmother's house and the wolf followed her. She tried to brush the wolf off. So the wolf wasn't having it. So it took the grandmama's clothes, and when she got there, opened the door, the wolf was right there, ready to fuck her.
That's the real story. Right.
I think we skipped this one in nursery school.
You didn't hear that story?
No, not
Do you know the other nursery rhymes, Sia?
You ain't got no shit for me.
Listen.
My mama and your mama was talking a little shit.
Right.
My mama called your mama a bull-dagging ass bitch. Your sister and the bitch ain't shit.
Right.
She slayed me and all the boys and even sucked our dick.
Did you know that?
What? No.
Up the hill to have a little fun. Jack got mad, kicked you in the ass. Crushed it, make him come. Mama bear and Papa bear went for a walk through the forest. Mama bear asked Papa bear, could he eat her porridge?
Yeah.
Papa bear said, shit, bitch, you must think I'm sick. Just get down here on your knees and suck this bear ass dick.
Right.
Abraham Lincoln was a good old man. He jumped out the window with the dick in his hand. He said, excuse me, lady, doing my duty. So pull down your pants and give me some booty.
Yo.
You don't know these rhymes? You didn't get taught these when you were a kid?
No, really don't remember this one.
Right? You want more?
Yeah, sure. We're on a roll now.
I just thought since we're doing nursery rhymes, you know, it's for the kids. Right, let's go.
There's an old lady who lives in a shoe. Got a house full of kids, don't know what to do. She sucked and fucked all the niggas around. When it's time to pay rent, could none be found. Miss Muffet sat on a tuffet with a leg gap open wide. Up came a spider, looked up inside it and said that pussy's wide. Little Jack Horner sat in the corner, fucking this cutie pie.
Right. Yeah.
Stuck in his thumb, made the bitch come, said, hell of a nigga am I. Humpty Dumpty fell off the wall, cause a hoe on the elbow was sucking his ball. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put that fat motherfucker back together again.
All right, that's Two Live Crew with the nursery rhyme.
Goodness.
Yes, you don't like that?
I feel bad for even bopping my head to that.
The reason I wanted to play this for you is really because of Little Red Riding Hood, though. So. Let's listen to that for a second. This is good old 90s rap at its very best. I remember how I felt all underground because I knew this.
I got one. I got one. Check this out. The two dudes. Dig this. The two dudes. Two dudes dressed like nuns, right?
Little Red Riding Hood was on her way to grandmother's house. But before she got there, she met this man that turned her hot ass out. Rapunzel, it down your
hair. You hear that's the real story. Turned her hot ass out.
This is like some Run DMC stuff.
It was Two Live Crew, Sia. You need to know more about them. You don't know Two Live Crew?
No.
How embarrassing.
And you were judging me for my new diary. that says I'm fluent in 90s gangster rap, but
look,
really I'm
please,
not.
Mabali, look at the cover of that diary there. That I've never heard such bad and false advertising in my life.
Oh, shame.
Read that.
I'm fluent in 90s gangster rap. Wow.
In my head, I really think I am. So. Oh, it just like works out.
Sisa says, it's also the first time I've heard Two Live Crew, so you're not alone, Sia. Suicide bombers should really try to read books about remote controls. They could blow up a lot of shit without having to die, or they can just continue to be stupid and blow themselves up. I know they prefer the latter. Jay wants to know, would it be available on prepaid too? That's the the telecom deal. I don't know. We're still, I mean, as I said to you, we're still talking to them, but we'll let you know. As soon as we have any kind of clarity or any new information, you'll be the first to know, trust me. And somebody said, if you want to find cannibals, look for the well-nourished people in that community. Apparently all that protein's got to be good for you. Ben, I was watching the new season of Rick and Morty last night. There were two episodes that I watched. It is weirder and wackier and wilder than before.
It really is.
Do you think those guys,
the first two episodes, that is so out there.
Do you think the guys who write Rick and Morty, do you think that they are high?
Well, there's that. There's also when creative minds get the platform that they really excel on. I think that's what they've done, is they've managed to find the craziest people and they've given them the right environment. And that is why they've created magic.
It's very, it's odd. It's beyond bizarre.
But it, in its craziness, it is so smart. Like, if you watch that show out of nowhere, you think, wow, this is so bizarre.
I mean, I'm not going to, this is hardly a spoiler, but Rick turns himself into a pickle. And then the whole episode is his adventure of how he, like, comes back from being a pickle. It's, you would have to be high to write that.
Yeah,
there's no
I
way
think
that,
so.
There's no way any sane, reasonable, rational, sensible, sober person would ever write that. No way. It's not possible, right? It's just, it's magnificent, but at the same time, you got to worry about the guy's mental health. Yes, sis. All right. Lots of stuff still to come, and I know that you're ready for a big weekend, so let us know what your plans are. You can WhatsApp us on 0797482090, and if you like, you could call us on 0861555189. I did get a message from Hi Rob, I think it was on Monday or Tuesday, Hi Rob saying that he would try to call in.
Maybe we'll try to call him as well.
Well, who knows? I mean, that guy had... What is he up to, Ben? You follow him on Instagram.
I think his family's visiting this week in Amsterdam.
So he has to behave himself?
He's taking them around places. Yeah. Him and his girlfriend.
Yes. Anushka says, mental illness and drugs are real, and it ain't taking any hostages. I can't tell my kids about Little Red Riding Hood anymore. Well, there are two versions we gave you they might be interested in, but maybe when they're a bit older. Friday. Central.com. What do we got today? We got comedy, we've got sex, we've got Casper, we got No Borders. It's gonna be a hell of a day.
This is CliffCentral.com.